That was a pretty little thing by Cat Power. The song was called Sea of Love. And I got about 30 seconds in and then figured, wow, you know, this is so good. People are probably, you know, really wishing that they had been paying rapt attention from the very beginning of the song. So I kicked the CD player and made it go back so that you could, you know, get a fuller
experience. He's saying kick the CD player, but actually what we had to do is take the entire, we had to throw the entire studio into warp 9 around and slingshot around the other side of the sun to warp back 30 seconds in time.
Oh yeah, modern,
which is really way too much trouble.
Modern CD players are durable, but it was a pretty little song called Sea of Love. You can find it on Matador's recent 3-disc excellent compilation called Everything Is Nice.
Sure is.
Right about now then, a condensed little segment, because this time of the year not a whole lot of new PSAs are coming in, unfortunately, and want to get don't want to repeat ourselves on that any more than we already do. Don't want to repeat. We like repeating ourselves. We don't want to repeat the PSAs because right, they're not exactly as funny as we are.
We're funny.
Yes, and we want to have plenty of time for the Radio Herald coming up. So, having wasted a lot of time explaining why we don't want to waste time, let me move on and say then that what you got here is something to do when we're not on the air. What you got here is super happy fun time public service announcements.
Oh! Boop! The bop!
All right. Would you like to make a difference in a young person's life? I did that once. I went to jail. Volunteers are needed to cook meals and to transport teen moms and their children to and from educational support groups in Champaign-Urbana.
Audio footnote. What Eric did to make a difference in a kid's life was give them a ride home because they were very sad. And then this monster came, and this monster tried to attack the car. And Eric got out and killed the monster. And then the jury said that the monster had government connections, so they convicted Eric instead, and it was a frame-up.
Yeah, and then I spent 13 years in prison, and I wrote a book.
And audio footnote. Did I footnote that one?
Yeah, you did. You have to end it.
Okay, I'm ending it.
Okay. Right, so first is, what young person are we making the are we making a difference in the teen mom's life or in the kid's life? I want that clarified for me.
That is important.
You know, I don't want to help the teen mom.
Different demographics entirely.
Right, exactly. Or maybe I don't want to help the children.
Because teenagers like crack and kids like toys. Right. So you got to know.
Well, that's why Mattel came out with crack toys. Yeah.
Exactly. Crack formers. They're little robots that turn into rocks of crack. And then it says to and from educational support groups in Champaign-Urbana, Andrew Tool, handwritten with an exclamation point. Obviously not somebody from Rantoul, because everything's spelled correctly. And
they're
it's
excited about it.
and they've never been there.
And, you know, native Rantoulians are, of course, afraid of exclamation points. They find them scary.
Well, in Rantoulio myth, the great god exclamation point wiped out the the great demon exclamation point wiped out the nice, you know, kind and motherly Kama early in the 1900s and cast Rantoul into an age of darkness and despair.
Here's a hint: if you ever want Rantoulians to worship you as a god, wave around a semicolon. They're all like, wow, it's got the dot and the comma. Whoa. Yeah, they get freaked out and they'll give you gold. So
yeah. Just a little of your time can make all the difference. I like that. Just a little, all, you know, little time, all the difference. It's nice. It's well written. If you are interested in helping our teen moms, it's a loaded question. Please contact Andrea Rundell, teen parent group educator. You'd figure maybe they want to intervene and do some education before the fact. Center point, parents too soon. Nice. Let's call this parents too soon. We have no faith in your ability to raise this child. You are a parent too soon. Yeah, great. Woo! 398-8080 extension 119. Actually, they're performing a wonderful service, and if you have some time, you should give it up to them.
Yeah, and just since I have the opportunity, I'd like to say Rundell.
Rundell!
Rundell!
You know what? My computer crashed a while ago, and it kept giving me this Rundell 32 error. I'm not kidding. Although it was missing the E. It was just R-U-N-D-L-L.
Yeah. Well, she's implicated Rundle nonetheless. So
Rundle, let her, I want to know what you did to my computer.
Yeah, let her help raise your channel. Don't let her run your computer.
No,
let her worm her way into your operating system.
No, my OS.
Mike, what do you got to say?
My OS is BS.
Could have something to do with the BritneySpears.com, Eric. While Social Security benefits were never meant to be your sole source of income in retirement...
It's okay.
You were also meant to recycle cans as well.
Yeah. It is important to know what benefits you can expect. See, I always pause and think. Okay, we're going to start over from the top. Bear with me.
Okay.
While Social Security benefits were never meant to be your sole source of income in retirement, how do you know? It is important to know what benefits you can expect from Social Security when you're eligible.
You know, I don't know. Doesn't this seem like a bit of spin control after the fact? Like Social Security is going to be bankrupt really soon, and now they're portraying it as a thing. Oh well, it was just going to help you. You know, it was just going to be like a little contributor.
I'm going to get like $1.25 from Social Security when I'm old.
Yeah, this gets even more eerie. Though.
We'll help the spin control.
To help you build your financial future, check the mail for your annual Social Security statement. It's underlined. Look for your statement about 3 months before your next birthday. Okay, that's nice because they're giving you a little birthday present before your birthday.
It's, oh, yeah.
You know, you can look forward to something. You know, you're getting anxious. It kind of tides you over. It has, and now there's a little word cut out.
Oh, wow.
There's a word cut out of the sentence on here. So it doesn't make any sense now. It has information you can use to build your financial future.
That what could be... It has horrible information. It has scary information. But it could also be it has wonderful information.
It has no information you can use to build your financial future. That's not
could
what it says.
Could have that, too.
Maybe it says it has Matt Damon's abs-oriented information.
Woo! Yeah!
Which would be some good information.
All right. A public service announcement from the Social Security Administration. Duh.
The Veterans Leadership Program of Illinois, a private, non-for-profit 501c3 organization, for whomever that means something.
That's a tall order.
Wasn't that like that was a protocol droid in Star Wars, I think.
Is conducting a free employment workshop in partnership with and sponsored by the Illinois Department of Employment Security. This workshop is open to veterans from all eras and branches of the service, including National Guard and Reserves. That's cool that we're doing something for the veterans. My cat was sick and took one to a veteran, and they did some nice things with it, and I'm glad we're finally doing something. Giving something a little bit back to the veterans, you know?
Well, yeah, they're good people, the veterans. Mm-hmm. We used to take my dog to a veteran on a regular basis, get him checked for worms and get his shots and his distemperment and all that stuff. And the veteran was always very kind.
Mm-hmm.
He knew how to handle our dog, even though our dog was an attack kind of dog.
Yeah.
He always had a firm but gentle hand with both the vet, with both the dog and with my mother.
Yeah. Why do you think they're called veterans, man?
Yeah, and I mean, it's really nice. Apparently, this implies they helped out the National Guard and the Reserves, so.
Probably
I mean, that's a lot of people. That means a lot of dogs, cats, you know, all kinds of other household
pets. Probably those MP dogs that they use on the bases.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
yeah. It's a horrible myth that they all failed dental school. You know,
no, that's just not true. They're just, you know, veterans are people who care about animals.
Sure.
An outreach coordinator will conduct the workshop and explain the step-by-step procedure for filling out state job application forms. Let's help those veterans through. You know, let's make things easy for them. They shouldn't have to work any more than they have to.
Right.
You know?
And that's exactly what they will do with a state job. They will work no more than they have to.
And provide current data and information about which state job titles are the most viable to test and apply for in the East Central Illinois area.
I love the idea of applying for a job title.
Yes.
Because, again, that really defines government work.
Yeah.
You don't really have a job. You just have a title. I'm a co-manager in charge of sitting on my fat ass.
The workshop will be hosted by the Urbana IETC office in the...
also known as the EATS.
Ah, the good old EATS, the Urbana EATS, in the conference room at 1008 West University Avenue, Urbana, Illinois. The workshop will last about 3 hours and begin at 8:30 a.m. on January 21st, 2000, which is great because the veterans can go to this, you know, workshop, get out of there by, you know, I don't know, like, 3 hours. So get out of there by 11:30. Be ready to take care of Fluffy by noon.
When was the date on that?
January 21st. He didn't have an appointment for Fluffy at that point.
Yeah, I do, actually, but I'll move it.
Okay.
I'm sure my
yeah, I mean, just a little later in the day. That's fine.
Right.
Interested veterans may call 278-5700, extension 360, or 361 for more information. I think that's great that they're giving the veterans choices.
Well, I do, too.
You know? I mean, you got so much on your mind. Is it heartworms? You know, like, do we need to put it to sleep? You don't need to be, you know, freaking out over one extension. You need choices.
Yeah. All right. That was the quickest PSA segment ever.
That pigeon was the only one with a soul. And they killed the pigeon. They ran it over. That pigeon was the only one here. And now it's just me. Me, the lone veteran. How is Fluffy?
I'm in the coconut. Mix it all up.
Wow. What does like get surreal on your ass?
Yeah.
Do you know what's going on? Because I don't.
Since we got a little teeny extra time, let me kick this out because this is happening soon. Airshifter training class. The next WEFT Airshifter training class is set for Saturday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the WEFT Studios, 113 North Market Street in Champaign. What the Airshifter training class means is it's a class you come in here, you take, you learn how to operate all the equipment that I'm operating right now, aside from the equipment that I bring in myself, you know, such as the funk, the beats, the horns, you know, the go-go's, and all the other equipment that I bring with me. You will learn how to operate Eric. Mike is an advanced course, so you're not going to pick him up right away.
Really easy.
But what you can do with that information that you will learn during the training class is potentially have your own show on WEF. The class is your first step in getting involved in WEFT and on the air. Fee is $40, $40 to learn all that stuff and be a member to support WEFT throughout the year, because we don't play commercials. We don't do that. Where we get our money is from the support of people like you. So the class is free to all current WEF members at the basic $40 level. If you've pledged already, it's free for you to come in here, learn how to operate the equipment, and potentially get your own show. And as I've said this before, if you listen to what Jalen's like, you're the kind of person we want to have on the air at WEFT, because you're probably a stellar person.
Yeah.
Probably. You know, I'm not making any certainty. But it is probable.
There's lots of cool stuff all over WEF too. Mm-hmm. If you come on, they got
viscous material hanging.
Records and CDs. They got boxes of hot chicks in the basement. It's
big boxes of hot chicks.
Yes. They don't go hot chicks don't go stale until you know, a couple months after Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's an automatic set of peeps right there.
And they're like peeps. If you leave them out for a little while, they're better.
Mm-hmm. Class size is limited, so if you are interested in signing up for the next class and Saturday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., call the Airshifter Training Hotline. And is it ever hot? At 359-6545. That's 359-6545. If you need that phone number repeated, you can call another phone number which is even hotter, which is super hot right about now, which is the phone number that you are supposed to call to give us a suggestion for the Radio Herald.
The Radio Herald is like a big bonfire of love. It's like we just take all the comedy we can have, we can find, we can get our greedy, greasy, grimy little paws on, we throw it into a huge bonfire of love. And it all starts with the kindling that is your suggestion, a word, a phrase, a sentence, preferably something simple like shoe, but not shoe. And you're going to call us right now, and then we're going to give you probably 17 to 15 minutes worth of funny, long form, almost like a play, right off the top of our heads. So give us a call.
You got
359-9338.
359. Wait, yeah.
Did I just say the right phone number?
No, you got it right, but Mike talked over a little.
359-9338.
Please give us a call, 359-9338.
Fly left. Yeah.